We all think about quitting when shit's hard. It's hard to process information during pain because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. You're drowning in life. You're now in like, I gotta get out of here. You're in fight or flight. It's cold, I can't be cold this long. And then this is where that 1 second decision comes in. You forgot every reason why you wanted to be there. All you wanna do is go back home. You want the warmth, you may want something to eat. All those things of comfort are there in that 1 second. What you have to do in that 1 second is say, you know what, man? Dad, I'm gonna figure out how to fucking backstroke or something. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do wanna be here, and I'm gonna have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these, because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a doctor, I will not be a lawyer, I will not be whatever the fuck it is. When you say, fuck you, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind, it says, fuck, he's not leaving. So we gotta expand, we gotta grow, we gotta figure this fucking thing out. These compartments in your brain, they have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. When you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not gonna quit, you're forcing your brain now to operate on a level it's not used to, but then it becomes used to it.
If you wanna take the fucking island, burn the fucking boats. When you burn the boats, you tap into a level of drive, determination, and courage that you may have never experienced before. You become unfucking stoppable.
You are not any further than where you are right now because you have never thrown your whole self at anything in your life. I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
And you think greatness goes on sale, but true quality never goes on sale.
Greatness costs what it costs.
You gotta pay a price. There are no discounts to success. Only grind, only hard work, only perseverance, only sweat, blood, and tears.
50% of winning is showing up for the fight. The fight is half over when you show up. You'll never win a fight you don't show up for.
I am through hiding in the shadows for fear that I might fail. I'm showing up for the fight. Here I am, ready for duty. I'm gonna face this head on and let the chips fall where they may.
If you don't learn how to flourish under fire, you won't flourish at all. In fact, many times, the greater the opposition, the closer you're getting to your goal. Dreams are fertilized, not in nice, convenient places, not when everything's going well. It's in the stinky places, it's in the rough places that dreams are fertilized. So if you avoid the stinky places, you're avoiding the very fertilization of the next move in your life.
It may take a long time, but if you just keep going right, if you just stand your ground and be dedicated, if you keep going right, you can lose weight, you can go back to college, you can get your doctorate, you can overcome anything. And whatever it takes, I'm going to pay the price. I'm going to do it when things go right. I'm going to do it when things go wrong. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be consistent. You can count on me. I'm going to show up every day. I'm going to make a little dent in it every day. I'm going to hit it every day. I'm going to chop it every day. I'm going to swing every day. You can count on me to take action.
You have to be intentional. You have to be obsessed. This has to be something that's just infectious. And when people get around you, it emanates and there's an energy and there's like, this person's just going to will this to happen.
Our obsessions become our possessions. So if you want to become great, you've got to let go of everything but that dream.
Anybody can dream it, but you'll never see it until you're willing to be committed to it.
You got to have your back against the wall and give yourself no way out.
Because when it's do or die, you'll find a way to do it.
Everyone hits the ground at one point. The question is, who gets back up? Failure is part of success. Someone achieves a title and everyone tries to chase that title. They never get the title. And why? Because they're chasing the title. A title is nothing. There's nothing there. It's not the materials. It's the individual that created the title. You gotta study the character. And when you study the character, you'll see failure everywhere. You'll see some dark hours, man. But if all of this fell apart, why didn't it? The belief of the individual, true as with where he's going, kept his eyes focused on the horizon. He didn't get carried away with all the ups and downs and the bullshit battles of the daily. It said, are you on a journey of betterment, moving somewhere in some progressive state? Are you moving or are you sat down and giving in, throwing in the towel, resting on what you had, not willing to take that risk? The thing is, everyone that's done it and achieved it have failed a million times over before they finally got it.
Failure and setbacks, people quitting, chargebacks, flunking the exam. That's all gonna happen. Just get ready. You're gonna have false start after false start. Get it going, then you don't. Get it going, then you don't. Don't give in to that stuff. Don't give in to the fears. Don't give in to the setbacks. You're gonna have failure. It's part of the game. And when you get weak, when someone quits, when an appointment cancels, when some yahoo tells you you shouldn't be doing this, and you're not good enough, or there's something better, whatever they tell you, you remember why you're doing it. You gotta have a permeating attitude that you're gonna win. You gotta have a positive outlook. You gotta be optimistic. You gotta know you're gonna win. Right now, you gotta say, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win. My life is gonna win. There's gonna be a victorious life here. Because listen to me, the price you pay for losing here is too extreme. You have to carry the burden of failure the rest of your life. The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one. You're going to have to put up with some rejection. You got to put yourself in an uncomfortable place. Listen to me. Do it. Put yourself in an uncomfortable place. Don't negotiate it. Don't try to navigate it in your head. Negotiation, you will lose. Unrealistic people rule the world. Quit trying to be so daggum realistic. Remember this, weird, rich, normal, poor. You gotta get a little road dog in you. You gotta rise up. You gotta make your dreams a reality and live a damn masterpiece.
Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything, regardless of how you feel. Don't negotiate with weakness. Kill it.
See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do now.
My new norm is, you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what. You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got
unless you get up and start getting after it
today. You trying to get to the next level and you just interested. You kidding yourself. Forget about it. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to eat it, if you want to live it, if you want to be it, if you want to do it, stop talking about it and get me full committed.
You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens. No matter how frustrated I get. No matter how angry I get. No matter what, I'm fucking doing this.
If you're committed, you'll start today to let go of your stories, your excuses, your reasons why you can't and why you won't. You'll upgrade your knowledge. You'll upgrade your skills. You'll come in every single day and figure out how you can achieve those goals.
It's about executing regardless of your emotions. These test days, they test your fortitude, your endurance, your discipline, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness at the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing. You gotta get the job done. Stop having dialogue with your emotions. Stop negotiating with your feelings and start to act. That's where people separate themselves from the pack. That's where people earn the right to success. They earn the money. They earn the life. They earn the relationship. They earn the body in those little moments where they don't want to do what they need to do, but move forward regardless of how they feel. That's what champions know, champions understand, and champions fucking thrive on.
Fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Your dreams are there, your hopes are there. Most people, they don't lead their life, they accept their life. Here's the issue. Most people, they have uphill hopes, but they have downhill habits. And you can't go uphill with downhill habits.
It's pretty easy to get the mindset that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're overwhelmed, that you can't change the world. Well, you know what you can change? You can change you. You can change your world. And if you change your world and you make yourself better and you make your part of the world better, the rest of the world will follow.
Good intentions are overrated. I know so many people, well, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. Good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. Nothing happens until you've got good actions. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they ain't happen. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Weakness haunts us all. The times we could have done more. They eat at your self-esteem. They rob you of your self-respect. They diminish your belief in your potential. The true art of a full life is to minimize those moments when your weak thoughts win the battle and maximize your ability to rise and grind. Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. And sometimes if you're going to be successful, it's not how smart you are. It's not how strong you are. It's how much you can outlast stuff.
Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Some of y'all, you not getting close to the vision. You done said the vision and your mama said something about it, so you done backed off. You done said something about the vision and somebody tried to kill you and you done backed off. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? I'm telling you that you got to be possessed with the vision.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
So you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more playing. What you need to be doing is studying.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying.
While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying.
You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
I got to commit my very being to this thing. I got to breathe it. I got to eat it. I got to sleep it.
You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, got to pour into that dream.
Easy doesn't pay well. Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. That ultimately leads to freedom.
Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. People ask me what I do when I get those little feelings running around. Well, let me tell you what I don't do. I don't tell everybody. As a matter of fact, I don't even let those words run around inside my own brain housing group. I keep it secure. Lock it down. It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to go get some.
Are you going to work out today? Yes or no?
Are you going to win? Yes or no? Make the binary code decision. Yes or no?
It's a commitment. It's not a feeling.
Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to.
You've got to activate the thinker in you.
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
Prove to yourself today, every day, that you can and will push harder than you wanted to, harder than you felt like pushing, past the point of fatigue and far beyond the point of comfort, to that outer edge, with every ounce of grit and tenacity, to where you cross that line, that threshold, through the suffering.
Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. Your mind quits way before your body does, so you have to be willing to go away into that darkness and find more of yourself.
Regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I feel that most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
Where are the warriors that say, I'm going to make a decision and I'm keeping it? And regardless of how you feel about it, it doesn't matter if the world is crumbling down around you. It doesn't matter what's happening.
Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not.
Oh, I don't feel so good today. Get your lazy, sick ass up out of bed.
Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. It's what you fucking do every single day that matters more than anything.
Devote yourself to something bigger. Be decisive about what you're gonna do. And then be disciplined about getting it done every single day, whether you feel like it or not.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. And look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up?
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from them. Get away from them. If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's gonna get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. The seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're going to judge you.
And that's why every true leader, they're called weird. They're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
I respect any motherfucker that wakes up every day and work their ass off to live their life and lifestyle. Clubbing, partying, hanging out, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing. While everybody else is clubbing and hanging out, you got your focus right.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do.
How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will. The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. Because that is your commitment, that business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny. That is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, become bankrupt if necessary, again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Life will always be, to a large extent, what you make it, not what circumstances will make of it, not what other people will make of it, not what other people say it will be, not what the environment will try and dictate to you, but what you make of your life. So when you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you.
If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure, the fear of standing by myself, the fear of people not liking me, what else is available? Of taking a chance, a fear of losing it all, what else is available to me?
People are gonna think you're crazy. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pocket. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you, and they're doubting you. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success.
Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with fucking success.
People don't realize what you gotta give up to become great. What sacrifices you gotta make to become great. What promises you gotta make to yourself to become great. Greatness ain't a thought process. Greatness is a lifestyle. It's what you live. It's what you live and breathe.
To want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough. That's just desire. To know what you want, to understand why you're doing it, to dedicate every breath in your body to achieve, if you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
If you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must versus a should.
Clarity is power. The more clear you are about exactly what it is you want, the more your brain knows how to get there.
Don't stop. Narrow your focus to one idea. One. Make it your priority and stick with it no matter what.
Your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop.
I don't know one motherfucker that is successful that doesn't take inventory of every fucking comment that anybody has ever made to them. Every time somebody doubts them, they get fucking pissed. And when they get pissed, they go out and do productive things. They don't dwell. They don't sit at home crying their beer. They go to the gym. They get their business plan together. They do whatever the fuck it takes to smash people in the fucking mouth with their progress. Build the kind of life that says I told you so without having to say a fucking word. It's about taking what people say you can't do and shoving it down their motherfucking throat. 100 to fucking nothing. That's how I operate. And that's how you should be thinking about it too.
Effort is isolated.
Nobody can dictate. Effort is 100% in the mind.
Don't give in. Don't be like everybody else. Don't give up. Don't settle because things are hard. Don't let people talk you into their life. Become stronger. Become better. Become faster. Become smarter. Become more productive.
I'm ready to work that thing. I'm ready to come up out of my fear and my doubt and my worry. I'm ready to work every day and every opportunity. I'm ready to work that thing.
Once you know where you are supposed to be, you need to run. Run means more might. It means more effort. It means more energy. It costs more to do it. You gotta spend more. You'll use more muscles. You'll burn more fuel. You'll expend more energy because destiny is expensive. You cannot step into a great destiny with a mediocre effort. You have to hit that thing with all of your might and all of your strength and all of your power. Run!
What does a $500,000 a year person do that $50,000 a year person doesn't do? He pays the price a little bit more. He works hard a little bit more. They do it until the job gets done.
If you hit an oak tree 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots, what's going to happen? Absolutely nothing. But if you hit an oak tree 1,000 times in the exact same spot, you know what's going to happen? You're going to bring it down. You're going to do the impossible.
People put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish, but you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be great, but they're not going to say, I'm going to stop going out on Friday night. They're not going to say, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to stay late.
I don't hang with people who can only get up when they got something to motivate them. That's not somebody I want to hang out with. I want to hang with somebody, I don't care what the circumstances, I don't care what the situation, you put it on your back and you like, let's go. Bro, you hear me? You got to have that dog.
I got to clear my mind of some stuff, but when I get up there, I got to do what I got to do. Why? Because success is not a failing. It's a mindset.
You have to commit to becoming better. You have to commit to being a person of action. You have to commit to being someone who doesn't just talk, but follows through. You have to plan ahead. And by planning ahead, you have to create a life in your head that is so fucking great that even if you fall short, you're gonna be better than everybody else.
Your problem is you start something, you stop it. You start something, you stop it. You feel good, you do it. You don't feel good, you quit. Stop doing stuff in January that you know you're not gonna do in March. I'm just saying, whatever you do, be on time and be consistent. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
Sometimes it ain't about being the most talented. Sometimes it ain't about being the smartest. Sometimes it's about consistency. Consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and never stop and never give up and never quit and keep doing it day after day, play after play, second after second.
You should work every day like somebody's working 24 hours a day to take it away from you. If you're not working to get better on a daily basis, if you're not pursuing the fulfillment of your own true potential, you are losing. You're either getting better or you're getting fucking passed by people who are. Every time you kick back and you think you're the greatest and you think you're the sh- and you think you're the best at what you do, there is somebody that's one inch behind you that gets better than you.
If you do this morning, noon, and at night, it's going to happen. The only way it doesn't happen is you're not focusing on it and you're not giving it energy. So even if you're better than me, it doesn't matter. If I'm putting energy out in the world is going to respond because if I put energy on it, it ain't no way it's not going to happen. The only way I'm not going to be the best is if I'm not out there.
You're acting like doing well is an option. That's not an option. Show up. That means I come every single time on time. It means every time I come, I put in 120% or I don't come. Why? Because I'm trying to be the best. Every single day you wake up, if you're going to have energy, if you're going to have drive, every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision.
People look at those of us who are successful like we superhuman. We're not. We're normal people like you. The only difference is we wake up with clarity. We wake up knowing exactly what we want. We wake up knowing exactly what our purpose is. When you understand what you're after, when you know what your outcomes are, when you know what you desire, you wake up every single morning and you go after it. And if you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tire. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different.
You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You're setting the example every single day of your life.
If you're going to have a true dog mentality, you're going to wake up every day and grind.
You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to study? You fucking study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher. It's going to give me a good story to tell. So bring it.
Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself. The animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning. But winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
A true dog mentality is not enough you made to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
Some of you are not successful because you think effort is success. You think because you put in 40 hours that you're supposed to get some because you put in 40. It don't work like that in the school of hard knocks. They don't care how many hours you put. They just want to see the execution. So you feeling in your spirit like, yo, but I did just as much as he did. I studied just as much as he studied. It doesn't matter.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you.
Somebody in your family gonna die. Somebody in here gonna get fired. Somebody here gonna get an eviction notice. Somebody gonna get laid off. Somebody company gonna close. Somebody you love gonna break up with you. That's life. But what you gonna do about it, though?
There's some things down in you you haven't even discovered yet. Your wisdom is gonna be made from the elixir of your pain. You don't know what you've got until all hell breaks loose. You don't know what you can take until the pressure is applied to your life. You don't know what you can endure until people stab you in the back and walk away from you. You don't know how much courage you have until you've been under fire and under struggle and under tribulation. You can't learn what's in you sitting back in a lazy boy chair hitting the remote control, watching HBO and Cinemax. But when all hell breaks loose,
when you say, I can't take this, I can't handle this, I don't want any more, this is driving me crazy, you are saying, I don't want to go any higher. Because moving forward and moving up means more problems.
Right now, you're being tried. You're being forged. You're being tested by fire and by pain.
If you don't let it break you, if you don't let it destroy you, if you don't wimp out and let it beat you down, if you refuse to be intimidated and learn how to manage the stress on the next level, then doors swing open.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity.
You have the opportunity to show the world what you are really made of.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
That's the test. Don't fail the test. Don't give in. Don't quit. Don't ever quit. Fight on.
You either are going to be emotional or rational. You will lose the fight if you get too angry. Because when you're emotional, you're not rational.
You have to decide that you are going to be in control. That you are going to do what you want to do.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
You are declaring martial law on your mind. Mind control.
Quit waking up thinking you ain't got no say-so in your life. You have a choice in this matter. You can't stop what happened to you, but you can doggone show do something about what happened to you. Life is 10% what happened to you, is 90% what you do about it.
There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments
that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away.
Depression, frustration, anxiety, pain, disillusion. It's just a natural part of the process of becoming a stronger version of yourself. It happens to us spiritually, and it happens in the world physically.
You actually have a say-so in how your life goes. You have a determining voice into where your life can go. You have no say-so in what happens to you, but you have a say-so in what you do about it. See, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed, but that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you, but you need dirt on you to develop, because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you gotta have dirt on you to push through something. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
I'm better. I'm better than I was when I went down. It was good for me that I've been afflicted. I'm better for it. I didn't like it, but I'm better for it. I couldn't see down there, but I'm better for it. See, I was planted in a dark place, but I'm better for it. Every time you go through something dark and you can't see your way out, remember you've been planted, not been buried. I'm not buried in this mess. I'm planted in it. I'm planted in it. And if I'm planted in it, expect me to come back up again.
Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball at the NBA games. Does it make him a failure? No. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all times, but he failed 9,000 times. We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser. And winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially, and it's not going to take 20 shots.
When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration, your fear to push further. When your feelings are screaming that you have had enough. When you think you are going to break emotionally, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says one thing: I don't stop.
You've got to make those kind of declarations to yourself. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to go up and hit. I'm going to do this.
You can't have any doubts. You got to believe this for yourself. You gotta believe I can do this. I was created for this. I was called for this. I was curved for this. I was shaped for this. I was meant for this. You gotta be doubtless or you can't harvest.
You got to be the kind of person that you are fearless. Fearless. Folk leave fearless people alone. You are unstoppable. And because you are unstoppable, because you've got power that you haven't even begun to use yet, you ought to yourself to release your brakes.
Some people want to always step into something that is always finished because they don't understand the power of the process. It's good to be afflicted. It's good to have to worry how I'm going to make it. It's good to have to scuffle your way up.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good to you. Why? See, when you win, it's hard and there's a struggle. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. You get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit.
It is easy to be negative today.
It is easy to have low morale today. Anybody can do that. But if you can begin to harness yourself and say that where I am, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got, because that is an expression of who I am. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
A few of you know what it is to have something to so scald you, so burn you, so beat you, so pulverize you, that your fight goes out of you. And you are so scattered and so broken and so fragmented that you don't even know whether you can ever live again, or whether you will ever smile again, or whether you will ever live to fight another day, or whether you'll be able to pull yourself together just to fake a smile for a few minutes in front of people to say, I'm doing okay, knowing you're lying on the inside. I'm talking about going through so much that something inside of you dies. You wonder, can I get back up again?
In that moment when life comes at you the f***ing hardest, you will panic and you will forget who the f*** you are.
Success will taste stressful because your opportunities come wrapped in opposition. Opportunity comes in chaos. It is good to be uncomfortable. I've never met anybody who was terribly creative or gifted or strong in leadership who was also comfortable. Those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with the times and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toll to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how many times you've had to cry yourself to sleep. I don't care how difficult it is. Don't you dare give up now. Because whatever is over you defines you. And whatever defines you limits you. You better put some strength in your back, plant your feet, square your shoulders, and stand up to it. Don't you dare sit down. Don't you dare crumble under the weight of it. Don't you dare give in because of the nature of it. Don't you dare go home and raise the white flag of surrender. This is not your season to die. This is not your season to quit. There's joy.
It's hard to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision. And no one else believes in you.
That's gonna happen.
But we all have a choice. The choice is you can let the outside noise affect you or drive you. What's it gonna be? There's been so many times in our lives where people tell you you can't do something. Where would you be if every single time someone told you you can't do something, you listened to them?
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. Tell a lot of people to stop dreaming. Don't you stop dreaming.
It takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again.
You've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
Judge not according to appearances. Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, then when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge.
People are gonna laugh at you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said, the best revenge is massive success. You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and believe and know within yourself. And don't doubt in everything in you that everything is going to be all right.
I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is.
Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side, come out of nowhere, stuff you can't anticipate. That will knock the wind out of you. You want to give up.
You will not be challenged in your convenience. You will be challenged in your chaos.
When you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong? If you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow.
You will be tested, and how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
You don't have to force yourself or motivate yourself to think negatively, to be depressed, to hate somebody, to want revenge, to want to get back at somebody, to beat yourself up over the head. You don't have to make any effort to do that. Your mind is on automatic. It will do that by itself. But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. Before you are boxed and buried, decide that you're going to box and bury your fears. Decide that you're going to begin to live life on a new level, seeking out new horizons. It's necessary that you look for ways to always find a way to pull it out when everybody else thinks that you are defeated. That you've got to take personal responsibility to know that in order to become successful, you've got to make it your personal business to do it. Decide that you're going to push yourself. Most people won't do that.
Every time you face a challenge, tell me the truth. Don't those voices come back up? Every time you hit a low place, don't those voices come back up again? And you will never completely be healed or whole until you change the voice inside of your own head. And nobody can do this but you. The moment you raise your hand and says, I'm going to do something, I can guarantee you that somebody's not going to agree with what you're going to do. Somebody's not going to be supportive of what you're trying to do. Somebody's going to try to assassinate what you're trying to do. And yet you have to have the commitment and the calling and the tenacity and the character to be able to withstand the onslaught that comes against you in order to proceed toward your destiny and toward your purpose. You've had bad experience after bad experience after bad experience after bad experience. You've tried to talk yourself out of wanting it, talk yourself out of believing, tried to fit in with the people around you, blend into the scenery, just act like everybody else and be cool and maybe they'll like you. But the problem is there's a burning desire down inside of you that will not shut up, that will not die.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm going to make a change and I'm going to keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you get fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it.
You gotta believe this for yourself. You gotta believe I can do this. I was created for this. I was called for this. I was curved for this. I was shaped for this. I was meant for this. Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believed that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believed that.
Say it and actually mean it.
look in the mirror every fucking day and say, yeah, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You can do anything you want. You are powerful.
You say if it's hard, then do it hard. I won't allow this to stop me. I don't have the option of easy. I don't have the option, and I don't think you do or any of us do, of going around trying to find a dream that's a little dream that doesn't require much responsibility or not too stressful or won't be too much of a hassle.
No, no, no.
All you need to do to get out in the arena of life is to say it's possible. In spite of the no's, maybe this next call might do. It's possible. This next job interview, this might be the one. I can do this.
Why'd you get up out of bed this morning? Because this might be the day. Why did you put in another application? Because this might be the day. I can't stay home today. This might be the day. I can't give up right now. This might be the day. I can't slack back now. This might be the day. Every voice that said you'll never be nothing, you gotta call it out. You're a liar. Every time something whispers in your ear and says you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're gonna have a nervous breakdown, you're gonna lose your mind, you're gonna die like your mama did, you're gonna get sick like your daddy did. You gotta talk back to those voices and say, hey, you a liar. You lied on me. I'm better than this. You need to abort every voice that said you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't be it, you'll never get up, you'll never survive. Abort that thing. Push it out.
What's your purpose for playing this game? No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Is it just a game? Or do you eat it? Do you sleep it? Do you drink it? Have you possessed the game?
When you are a lion, it does not make a difference. You realize that if your family is going to eat, that if that pack of lions is to survive, then you gotta go hunt.
You a gazelle, you gonna come up short. You a gazelle, you gonna have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happened in run mode, give up mode, quit mode. Scared mode, fearful mode, nothing happens. Everything happened in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you.
A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then poof, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
From this day forward, I will give 120% or nothing at all.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point when you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.